on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, boys and girls? We are back in living color, hanging out at Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
What's up, buddy? Happy birthday, Randy Harris.
Well, it's over.
Yeah, but it was in between last show and this show, so I had to say happy birthday publicly. So
appreciate it.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Very happy to still be here.
Anything special for your birthday? Anything you want to talk about?
No.
Anything like super unique and rare that not many people have?
No.
Something that belongs inside of an acrylic case for protection from the elements?
No.
Okay.
What are you trying to get at?
Well, I hand wrote you a birthday card. and most people would say that my gift, a picture of myself autographed to them, would be priceless. Up there with Jesus' sandals as far as memorabilia to obtain in a lifetime.
I'm pretty sure that nobody would say that.
Hoist Gracie's gi, Jesus' sandals.
You're really going to put Hoist's gi in the same category as Jesus' sandals?
What, Jesus was just naked? He had to wear something.
No,
didn't he wear pajamas? Didn't he have the first gi?
He had a gi, too. Yeah.
He had the first gi.
Yeah, no, he definitely had a gi.
The original gi.
All right, so since you want me to whatever... thank you very much for the beautiful acrylic case. a second football signed by former Buck, former Panther, former Cowboy, Gerald McCoy. And some half-naked awfulness that will never enter my house.
Would you like to read what the card says?
Absolutely not. I still haven't read it.
I'll read it to you. Happy birthday to my number one fan, the Naked Pizza Man.
The Naked Pizza Man is your number one fan.
No, I signed it. So it's autographed, personalized. And someday when I'm long gone like Elvis, it'll be worth Google millions of dollars.
Fortunately, I don't collect autographs, so that'll have to just go in the trash, you know, where it definitely belongs.
Well, go on the website, knockoutradio.com. Maybe you can give it away. You could give it to one of our loyal fans, and they would be honored to have a one-of-a-kind autograph.
If somebody would like the one-of-a-kind photo... Unfortunately, that's not one of a kind, because that photo you have plastered all over town.
It's true, but it's not personalized like it is. That one's customized.
You should do benches. Bus benches.
Yeah, so people sit on my naked body.
I'm not saying that, but I once had about 15 bus benches.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
You know, promoting the player show.
Okay.
With all the money that I'm saving from not traveling this year, maybe I'll do benches next year.
We'll go half on a bench.
How about a mensch on a bench?
That's even better this time of year.
Neil Hoffman will be on today.
What? Yep. It's good to catch up with Neil. He's a great guy.
New product, you know, which will be cool. We will have a giveaway. Neil Hoffman.
He did the dog last year, right? He had the dog.
The big five-footer.
Yeah, he's always come out with new stuff.
This is a new one.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it kind of floored me when I saw it.
Did you?
So I'm looking forward to that. And Neil Hoffman is giving one to Ali Marpet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that'll be cool.
How's the Marpet doing? Is he 3 weeks out with a concussion protocol?
Yeah, well, he played Sunday. We are going to talk about, obviously, what happened last week. A bye week for the Bucks this week. But scheduled to be on, Matt Wyman will be on at the bottom of the hour. Nate Landwehr will be on. Neil Hoffman, like I said, will be on.
That's awesome.
A pizza maker broke a world record.
Okay.
I believe it was in Europe.
Okay.
I believe.
And what did this pizza maker break?
He built a pizza with the most cheese toppings. Different cheese toppings.
Okay.
He used different cheeses.
Okay.
Any idea what the record now is?
I don't know how many cheeses there are.
That's the question.
I mean, I have a five cheese called a Great White. I made it during Shark Week. So it's an all-white pizza, and it's only five cheeses. I would say to break a Guinness Book of World Record, it's got to be something absolutely ridiculous, like 1,500 or something.
No, it's not that bad. He broke the record by 100.
Okay.
The previous record, I believe, was 154 different types of cheeses.
Okay.
So he made a pizza.
254.
You can do math quick. Yeah,
math is my strong suit.
That was awesome.
I also know geometry and angles of how to tackle, which the Buccaneers do not.
We'll get to the Bucs.
I'm just saying.
We'll get there.
Were you like, I brought it back?
I've got three notes to talk about, and then you're going to run the show for the next hour and 45 minutes.
Perfect.
So that's my pizza thing.
So I actually have an idea to break a Guinness Book of World Record. We can do a tandem, Randy.
Well, hold on a second. I've already broken a Guinness Book of World Record.
Well, since it's French. Oh, I have one as well. I'm already in the Guinness Book. You are for playing softball for the most consecutive days in a row, right?
No. The longest
consecutive.
Just the longest softball game, not consecutive innings.
Okay.
It's the longest slow pitch softball game.
Okay. And then I have one for eating a junk food, which is watermelon.
You do not.
I do.
You're in the Guinness Book of Records.
Not only myself, but my daughters and my wife. We are part of the Safety Harbor, Florida watermelon eating competition.
Where 573 million people ate some watermelon.
We all ate watermelon simultaneously, creating the world record. But because I was the inventor of the pizza diet, I wanted to have a Guinness Book eating a junk food such as watermelon. It's all sugar, Randy. It's 92% sugar.
I understand.
Watermelon's terrible for you. But you and I could do a tandem cooking, longest consecutive pizza cooking shift. I think the record's like 42 hours.
Oh, that's easy. I could do 42 hours without you.
So we could do the radio show live from the whole segment. We'd start Friday at noon, and we'll turn it into like a donation center. We could do some food for pantries to like fill the place up with donations. Feed the like first responders around the clock when they get off a second and third shift, and we could make it and just see how long we could cook continuously to break a record.
Like I said, you don't need me to do that. You could do 42 hours. I could do 42 hours.
Well, I think the single longest working shift is like a bartender did it for like 114 hours or something like that. Or
so
it was like 4 days.
It's almost 5 days. Four and a half days is 104-ish.
So I mean, so the tandem. But something obtainable, you and I could knock that out in a weekend. Then we'll be champions again.
If you're going to do it, you got to do like 2 weeks nonstop.
You can only sleep for like every hour, you get like a 5 minute rest. So you can like take a power nap for 5 minutes.
You said, so it's both of us doing it.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
I thought you were implying between the two of us.
Oh, if I passed off to you and you stayed. Oh, I don't know what that record is.
Right.
I've never done that one.
All right.
We can do it.
I want to talk about a few things. I want to talk about the worst fight I think I've ever witnessed. And I'm going to talk about the Mike Tyson fight that happened on Saturday
night. Don't talk about the Jake Paul. That's not the worst fight.
It's not. Oh. I'm going to tell you the worst fight I have ever seen.
Okay.
I witnessed it on the internet.
All right.
We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call him at 727-290-9873.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
You're as cold as ice.
You're all right. Live from Florida Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. I was supposed to be hiking through Red Rock Canyon in Las Vegas with Sexy Jesus today.
Sexy Jesus? Jorge Masvidal?
No, Sexy Jesus. Jorge Masvidal is Street Jesus.
Oh, Jimmy Denning?
No.
No.
Jonathan from Tenors of Rock is Sexy Jesus.
Okay.
All right, so the worst fight I have ever seen in my life. I was dead against this when I first saw what it was.
Okay.
It was a 529-pound man.
Okay.
Fought a 139-pound woman.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being serious as a heart attack.
Okay.
And I really don't want a heart attack. It was online.
Circle K?
No, this was...
a sanctioned fight?
This was... I don't know about sanctioned. You know, I don't know if it was sanctioned. Okay. I'm going to assume it was. I mean, there was a referee. They walked down the ramp. They did the whole nine yards.
Was it in a backyard?
No, it was... It looked like it was in an arena, like in a ballroom. It was... Looked like the real deal.
Okay.
What do you think happened?
The woman choked him out.
No. I expected the 529 man to just sit on the person.
Okay.
She beat him.
And strikes?
And strikes.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Now, if you remember, if you go back to the early Ultimate Fighters, you know, when it was, less rules and all that, When that huge Yokozuna dude kept walking forward, he lost his tooth and tapped as soon as he hit the ground.
Right.
Even though he was sitting on the guy.
Right.
You know, so it was just bad.
So did she get credit for the win or did diabetes get the victory?
I'm not sure diabetes had anything to do with
it. Well, 529 pounds diabetes.
He may have diabetes.
Right. And diabetes probably won the fight. Like, so he just had to like claim the trophy.
All right. I am man enough, even for people who don't believe I am and people who think that, whatever.
Oh, no.
I am mad enough.
You were wrong.
I'm man enough to admit.
That you watched the Mike Tyson fight.
When I'm wrong.
And you enjoyed it.
I watched the Mike Tyson fight.
Did you enjoy it?
I didn't enjoy it because of Roy Jones.
Okay.
Mike Tyson looked good. I mean, he did look good.
Now, do you? I mean, look, it was a pillow fight. It was sponsored by MyPillow.
I don't think it was a pillow fight. I think Roy Jones Jr. Made it a hugging fight. But Tyson was throwing some punches.
Well, but the boxing is a bunch of hugging.
No, I understand
that. Boxing is a sport.
I understand that. I understand it. I did not expect much. I said I wouldn't watch it when the main event got canceled from the UFC. I'm like, all right, I'll put it on. I'm going to be intrigued. And Tyson showed me more than I expected.
Okay.
And Roy Jones Jr. And I'm not blaming him. It's kind of like, what's the basketball player?
LeBron James.
No, the basketball player that's still laying unconscious.
Oh, Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson. Yeah. You know, you can't make fun. I mean, the guy did something that you've only talked about doing.
Oh, well, that's because nobody's man enough to stand in the ring with me.
You still haven't done it.
I'm always waiting.
Did you see the meme? There's a meme of the Tyson Jones fight going on, and Nate Robinson is still on the canvas.
That's a brutal knockout.
Yeah. Now,
with 12 ounce gloves.
I can take either side. I can take either side. And like Sean said, that Paul guy.
Jake Paul.
Was only his second fight.
Right.
So a guy that's 1-0 fought a guy that's 0-0.
Right.
That's not awful.
Sure.
Well, people are saying that, you know, Paul, pick on somebody your own size, pick on that.
Now, it would have been more interesting if they would have put the former NBA player known as Meta World Peace, otherwise known as Ron Artest, otherwise known as the Indianapolis Pacer, who went up into the crowd and started knocking out people.
He didn't knock out people.
He was throwing bombs. He was, now you put Artest
in there.
He
ran into the crowd. Like a bad rear.
You don't mess with Indiana basketball. This is not Hickory. This is not Hoosiers.
I wouldn't mess with Jimmy.
You do not mess with Indiana Pacers basketball. We will knock you out. You throw ice at us.
Since you mentioned the school, I got a oh my goodness, oh my soul. This is so cool.
Okay.
And I will bring it up when Matt Wyman comes on in the bottom of the hour.
All right.
Let's just say that. Oh, damn, I had something to bring, and he just snuck into the bathroom. I had something for him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, for Steve Linnae.
Oh, Steve Linnae's here.
Yeah, I was supposed to bring him something. I forgot.
Do you know he's on the...
I need to run home.
You know he's on the new TV show.
What new TV show?
Real Housewives of Hernando County. There's a picture of all the girls, and obviously Steve's in there with his long
Is that really
hair.
A show?
No, but it's just a picture of all girls and Steve, and he looks like one of the ladies from Hernando County.
I'm not even going to say nothing.
he'll hear it on the replay. Don't worry about it.
But I'm not touching that, you know, at all. Where was I before you rudely changed my?
You're back to the pillow fight, sponsored by MyPillow. The Mike.
No,
guy.
You know, Nate got in there. Oh, Paul. Again, he's 1-0. You know, so for people that are really blasting him. For beating an 0-0 first fight amateur, former NBA, winner of the slam dunk 3 times, blah, 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 blah. I don't think it's fair to rip Paul for that. He's 1-0.
Right.
He's not 42-0.
Right. Of course.
He's not 9-0.
Right, it's not Mayweather fighting McGregor.
Right. I mean,
McGregor was 0-0, and Mayweather beat him, and he was 49-0.
That was worse. So. No, I'm just saying it was worse because, see, you're not going to wait until he hears the replay. He's going to hear it now.
Oh, no, don't tell him. He knows. Look at that. Look at his makeup. It's like perfect.
He's getting ready to dot your eye.
He just left set.
That's who I'll give your autograph to.
He carries a purse. I'm not worried about that guy. He has matching gloves.
Well, I don't know.
Didn't you sell him a guitar purse from like Taiwan or something?
No.
Japan?
No.
You had a purse that looked like a guitar, and Steve Linnae was the beneficiary of this gift. I've seen this.
No, that's
I
not
saw
true.
It with my own eyes.
It's not true. It's not. It wasn't for Steve.
Oh, it was for one of the other castmates on Hernando County Housewives.
Just sit there and be quiet.
It's a radio show.
Oh, now all of a sudden you're going to talk.
Video production, come on in. We're going to go live.
You haven't talked in 3.5 years. How long have you been doing this?
Way too long.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, but I'm pretty talented.
You're not.
I think I'm going to make it a career.
I'm shocked. This is the first time since you've done a show you've had a computer in front of you.
I know, I just got it.
Oh, now, my question is this, seriously.
Is this stolen?
What? Well, I don't really care about that. You know, did Cam Newton get it for you, or is he going to throw it? Or
Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam Newton, and it's a laptop story from
college.
Yeah.
Oh, he threw a laptop?
Allegedly. Oh, well, not allegedly. He did. It's not allegedly. It's true. I want to know what's on the screen right now.
Right now, it is...
Don't stutter. What's on your screen?
Top stories, SB Nation, Jake Paul. That was... Well, then it went blank.
Sean came and brought a computer once, and while we were doing the show... I thought he did have the same thing, like things to talk about. He was watching a soccer game.
It says Jake Paul is caught between boxing's next big draw and another sideshow, referring, I assume, to him calling out Conor McGregor.
Well, first of all, that's stupid.
Why is that stupid? He just knocked out Nate Robinson.
Because I think Conor McGregor beats him, because Conor McGregor is a established, trained fighter.
And you see, McGregor looks good. Like, they're saying that his coach is saying that this is the best he's ever looked, best he's ever been conditioned, the most he's ever been focused.
I'm going to disagree.
Really?
I'm going to disagree.
Really?
And I have no idea what Conor McGregor looks like right now.
He has a shaved head. He has a shaved face.
I don't care. It's hard to look better than what he did to Cowboy Cerrone.
Or, yeah, three shoulder punches. And
I'm just saying. So to say this is the best he's ever looked, I mean, he looked pretty good.
But he looks focused. You know, like I still have the gimmick. I still have the red mohawk, and I'm still playing the character. He got rid of the beard and long hair, and like he looks good. Determined and serious. And I was surprised because he's getting that serious for Poirier, like a rematch with Poirier, which isn't really it's not a title fight. It's not a, you know, do you think there's a he really wants to come back and go for the belt again? Do you think McGregor's really has it in the tank and wants that?
I don't know. Has it? They all have it in the tank. It's just whether they want to go there. You know, he's been gone long enough. Maybe he has missed it. You know, and the gimmick, every single time he's gotten into the cage, it wasn't a gimmick. It's a gimmick up to the cage.
Sure.
But once he's in the cage, and you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Conor McGregor, of the antics, of how he treats people, of how he treats the media, everything that's happened. But once he gets in, the guy comes to perform.
Right. Yeah.
I would watch him on TV. I wouldn't go to a press conference.
That makes
sense. Because of the shenanigans and
well, because you don't get hit in the face with an energy drink. Because he like launches things from the
table.
You
get, no. You want the Diaz brothers not to be around either. Because, you know, that's the...
That'd be a pretty cool piece of memorabilia, though. The
bottle?
The Fuku suit that he had made with the pinstripes and it. The Jeremy Stevens quote. That would be a pretty cool... I mean, he made Jeremy Stevens a household name.
He's made a lot of people a household name.
Yeah.
You know, and
Jake Paul included. I mean, that's why he wants his money fight. That's why he's going after the big dog.
Jake Paul, whoever that is...
He's a YouTube star.
Well, I know that. And I'm saying I don't know who he is, but he's a YouTube guy who's gotten pretty famous. I guess he has hundreds of thousands of followers.
I'm sure he's got millions.
Well, and that's the gimmick. And so that's why he was able to do what he did. I know Antonio Tarver, you know, local fighter who wants to get in. He wants to fight Tyson. He wants to fight Roy Jones. And he wants to fight Paul as well.
Forget for the name. Just get some money out there.
Which, again, it's to me would be ridiculous because I believe Antonio Tarver destroys Paul. Probably destroys Roy Jones Jr. too.
Yeah, for sure. But what about Evander Holyfield saying that he wants a crack at Mike Tyson?
Why wouldn't he?
Number three.
Tyson made $10 million. I believe Roy Jones Jr. made $3 million.
Tyson Holyfield $3 million.
Instead of a mouth guard, you have ear guards?
Oh, so you don't get bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to protect yourself.
Exactly.
Is that what the referee says? Like, protect yourself at all times?
Protect your ears at all times.
Yeah, what'd you say? Okay. Okay. He does, like, I can't hear you.
He doesn't do the belt. You know, here's the belt, everything. He just does, you know, nothing from the earlobe, you know, to the back. But
Evander, Van Gogh. Holyfield, fighting out of.
Something like that. All right. Well, we're going to hit a break. When we come back, we're going to head out to Las Vegas this Saturday, UFC on ESPN 19. Another big card. It should be fun. Some good fights on tap. When we return, we're going to hunt down Matt Wyman. He's been in the UFC a long time. He's coming back to being, I think this is a second or third fight back. And something very, very interesting of one of my favorite things to look up when a guest comes on, which is what? What's my favorite thing to look up?
Well, the high school that they went to.
High school or college or something like that.
Shared alumni.
Do not look it up. If you look it up, I'm going to pull a Cam Newton and I'm going to throw your computer. I'm just warning you now.
You never looked at my alma mater, see who came from my school.
I didn't even know you went to school. When we come back, an interesting conversation, an interesting tidbit from Matt Wyman. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Walker fights, Paul.
He's a real MMA fighter.
I understand that.
So, I mean, Herschel.
I take Herschel.
I don't know. I mean, he owns a pizzeria, so he might have been eating the profits, so you don't know what kind of condition he's going to come in.
I think if you give him, you're going to fight this date, he'll be fine.
Because he's an athlete and he can just turn on and focus and has the discipline to make it happen.
I saw during the Tyson fight, he lost over 100 pounds.
Who did?
Mike Tyson.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
hard to do with the munchies.
Well, I was going to say, that's what happens when you have the farm.
Yeah.
Adam Hunter watched the fight from Tyson's farm.
Oh, that's cool. That's your comedian friend, right?
Yeah.
When am I going to get my audition?
Never.
Adam, if you're listening, I want to come on open for you. I'll do it through Zoom.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay.
This is how much I'm going to enjoy watching you fail.
I don't fail. I'm always a winner.
I'm going to call Adam.
Okay.
He did one last night, and I totally forgot. I was zonked out. I'm going to ask him if you can do one on the Zoom.
And then after him, it will go to Russell Peters.
I will never have you do anything with Russell Peters.
Don't say never.
I'm saying never.
Don't say never.
I don't want Russell to not take my phone calls anymore. Okay?
It's a possibility. He might not.
It's not a possibility. It's 100%.
He'll answer if it comes from with pizza because he loves Tour de Pizza.
No, he does. He does.
That was a good day. That was a fun day.
All right. We are going to, we tried to get a hold of Matt Wyman. He may be doing some stuff out in Vegas. So we'll try again here shortly. Neil Hoffman coming up. We will have a mensch on the bench to give away.
Yes.
We will have the new item to give away.
And I have my Hanukkah sweater ready to go.
Well, good for you.
I wonder if I can get one.
I have my Jesus t-shirt.
You do. Talk about the Jesus t-shirt.
I didn't talk about that on air.
Another Christmas gift.
My brother, who has a very warped sense of humor as well.
What an amazing guy.
Sent me a little treasure box of stuff. T-shirts, a roll of toilet paper. And one of the shirts, it says, "Happy Birthday." And it's a picture of Jesus. And underneath it, it says, "I'll see you soon." Or "see you soon." I think it says, "see you soon."
And you wore it.
I did wear it a little bit around the house. I don't think I wore it out.
You got to wear it to Home Depot.
Oh, I will. I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
That's where Jesus works. If Jesus were here today, he would work at Home Depot.
You think?
He's a carpenter.
Clay would be his assistant. Clay Guida just got his fight announced.
Yeah, congrats, Clay. You
know, so good stuff with that. All right, so let's play my favorite game. I know everybody hates it for some reason. I love 20 questions, 10 questions, whatever. Give me a number.
7.
Okay. We're going to play 7 questions.
Okay.
Shut your computer.
It's off.
I just don't trust you.
Well, I don't really have any. I don't bring content to the show, so there's nothing on that screen.
You and my contractor, I do not trust. So,
well, I'll pass the inspection. I don't know about him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I looked up Matt Wyman's high school.
Okay.
Broken Arrow High School.
Broken Arrow High School.
You have 7 questions to find out who is a graduate of Broken Arrow High School. That got me pretty excited.
Wow.
And I'm going to give you a little bit of help that I normally wouldn't give you.
Okay.
I called this person as soon as I saw it. So basically, I'm telling you it's somebody that I know.
Okay.
It's live radio, so don't.
Yeah, it's Broken Arrow High School in Arizona.
No, I'm going to believe, and I don't know for sure. I believe it's in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Is this person a collegiate wrestler?
No.
Was this person a cowboy?
You mean compared to an Indian?
Well, was the mascot for Oklahoma State, the Cowboys, right?
No.
Was this person a Sooner?
I do not believe so.
Is this person fighting the UFC?
No.
Is this person an actor?
No.
How many questions is that?
You got 2 left.
Not an actor. No, Oklahoma. I don't know anybody from Oklahoma. Who's from Oklahoma? What's in Oklahoma other than tornadoes? Was this person in The Wizard of Oz?
No. So, don't try to turn it into trying to be a comedian to prove that you didn't even get close.
I'm just trying to figure out someone that you would know from Oklahoma, if that's where this high school's from.
This is the first time.
I have no idea.
This is the first time that I thought this was cool.
I have no idea.
Brad Penny.
Well, how could I know Brad Penny was from Broken Arrow?
If you knew how to play the game, you would have narrowed it down.
To Brad Penny?
Well, first of all, saying 7 when I told you it was going to be a 20.
You could have gave me 107. I would never guess Brad Penny.
Well, if you knew how to play the game.
Well, I don't think anybody could have guessed Brad Penny out of that.
Well, sure, you could have.
Well, you know everybody. So I was trying to think of like a school wrestler, somebody that like was connected to like the fight game.
Okay, so if you wanted, that could have been your first question. Is this person involved? Well, that would have been bad because
you know everyone.
Well, no, because if you would have gone that, does this person have or had any involvement in the combat world? The answer is yes.
Yeah. I know. You know everyone. And
well, the answer is yes for Brad because he was playing matchmaker on the Donald Cerrone fight organization that he had. So he does have some MMA ties.
Speaking of Oklahoma, is that where the Cerrone Ranch is? What do they call it? The Battis Ranch? Or
I don't think it's in Oklahoma, no.
No?
No. I'm pretty sure it's in New Mexico.
So why do we have Oklahoma? Why do we... I mean, what do we...
Great steaks.
Really, from Oklahoma?
I would think, yeah.
I mean, it's just a state we can just eliminate, can't we?
No.
Can we trade it?
No.
Can we put it on the a free agency and give it to Mexico or something?
We may all be moving to Oklahoma.
Why? Why are we going to Oklahoma?
Just think about it. Because when the stuff goes down, that's one of the states I want to be in.
Because there's nothing there. Oh, actually, you know.
Oh, there's stuff there. Just don't know about it. That's the good thing.
We could all pile into Steve Lenay's new limo, and then we can drive to safety.
First of all, did you not hear when you were shown the top secret photo? That this is still top secret?
Oh, yes. Well, that's why I'm not in the CIA.
Oh, my goodness.
They didn't trust me enough. I don't know what happened.
All right. A couple minutes, we'll talk about what happened Sunday night.
What happened Sunday night?
Well, really, it was Sunday afternoon when the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm going to say the best team in football right now.
Kansas City Chiefs?
I'm going to say that...
well, they got the MVP.
I'm going to say that guy, Patrick Mahomes, is pretty
Kansas
good.
Kansas City's probably in Oklahoma. Right? No? Isn't Kansas City in the wrong state? It's not in Kansas.
Wow. Kansas City, there's part of Kansas City, I believe, in Missouri.
Right. So maybe Oklahoma's part of that caliber championship state. If anybody's from Oklahoma, tell me what's there. Like, send us a picture, something notable.
Is anybody... Ross is from there.
What's Ross?
You know,
the department store?
No, the guy who used to commentate for the WWE now does the other one, ACW, I think it's called. Barbecue Ross. BBQ Ross, I think, is his Twitter.
I have no idea.
I don't really watch, you know, that.
I don't know. But if anybody's from Oklahoma, please send us something notable about that place.
When does Thunderdome or whatever open up?
It's soon, I believe.
Because the WWE's taken over the Trop.
Yeah,
right?
And I don't know why they left Orlando. I'm not sure.
Have you been in Orlando?
Yeah, well, I've seen a sign that when you get to Orlando, it says Orlando is only 2 hours from Orlando.
I have told people if I ever lived in Orlando, the first thing I would do is move. I do have a new favorite. I don't want to say sport because soccer still stinks, but
don't say that.
Oh, soccer's awful.
Don't say that.
Did we talk about what happened with the Orlando, whatever they're called? What's the Orlando soccer team called?
Fight City or FC or some football club.
Did we talk about, because again, the rule in my family is if it happened over 2 days ago, I can't talk about it.
That's true.
Because I probably already did. Well, we must have talked about it. Sean was here last week. The game, I believe, was last Saturday. The goalie gets kicked out.
Okay.
The Orlando dude City, got kicked out.
Orlando City Soccer Club, I think.
Right, got kicked out.
Okay.
So it's a long story. But they ended up using a different player that isn't even a goalie.
Okay.
And he ended up stopping, and he did the WWE Chop City and the whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah.
All right, before we hit this break, let's jump out to Las Vegas as we get ready for UFC on ESPN 19 this weekend. Let's welcome to the program Matt Wyman. Matt, how are you?
Hi. Great. Thank you.
We appreciate your time. I believe this is going to be your first fight during this insanity pandemic, all that kind of stuff. Have you made phone calls? Did you corner somebody? Have you been to an event? And I know that you're a experienced fighter and you've been in the game a long time, but is it something that you have to prepare yourself for what's about to happen on Saturday with, you know, no crowd, no noise, no anything?
It's a good question. And I appreciate your time and thanks for having me on. Well, if you've gone, to the grocery store, you've kind of seen, you have some experience, with dealing with this unusual, you call it a pandemic, but with the question to fighting in front of no crowd, I had the experience on The Ultimate Fighter, which is a long time ago, but I have fought without a crowd before, twice. So, it's unusual and it's kind of eerie, kind of gives it a unique feel and experience. It's fighting's always for everything, you know. So I don't think it makes the stakes any different.
I've said to fighters that we've had on, and I've covered the sport since UFC 1. The first one I covered was UFC 11. I've been to them. I love the sport. I love coming. But I'm enjoying sitting at home watching with no crowd. You know, you can hear a little bit different. You can hear the fighters. You can hear them talking. I like that.
Right. And this might rub people the wrong way. But, yeah, sometimes people in the crowd are wild animals, and you'd rather be – you're enjoying the spectacle, but not necessarily enjoying some of the other people. But yeah, being comfortable watching someone do something extremely uncomfortable does sound fairly pleasant, luxurious, right?
You know, I enjoy it. You know, I don't have to hear, and you guys don't have to hear the Ric Flair woo and the sweep the leg and all that stuff, which. You know, I know there's been contests, you know, over under until some of that ridiculous stuff is yelled. But I do enjoy listening. You know, you can hear the corner. You can hear stuff that we can't hear as we're sitting in the arena or we're sitting in, you know, media row.
Yeah. I usually hear knee. That's the one I hear. They're usually right? There's a knee opportunity and people want to exploit it. I think the crowd kind of motivates you a bit. You feel the energy. It's nice. But, it is what it is. And what's cool is your opponent has to do the same thing you do. So if, like, there's a weird situation where, you know, your opponent could have a crowd and you couldn't have a crowd, maybe the energy could be a little different. But I think it evens out.
I do, I don't like to do a whole lot of research when we have somebody come on. I like it just to be an open conversation. And one of the things that I do always do is I look at either a high school or a college, and I don't know why I enjoy this, but I look at notable alumni that have gone to the same school. So I looked you up. I looked up Broken Arrow High School. Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. It just shows how small the world is. And not only did I get excited when I saw an alumnus of Broken Arrow High School along with yourself, but I called him instantly because I was telling him how cool it is that my good close friend Brad Penny went to the same high school as you.
Really? So I'm not the only one that has so-called fame or success, huh?
Okay, I guess that's your way to say that this is a silly thing to do.
So who's Brad Penny, and what did he do?
Brad Penny graduated in 96, played, I think, 19 years of Major League Baseball, won the World Series with the Florida Marlins, big into MMA now. He's the matchmaker for Donald Cerrone's fight organization. And loves the sport because some radio guy in Tampa brought him to a UFC in Miami back in the UFC 42, 44 days.
Interesting. Yeah, it's gripping. If you like competition, and it's the ultimate form. That's interesting. Yeah, I like your idea of letting it be organic and generic and not have too much preconceived ideas about the conversation.
One of the things, and I know, Matt, you got something to ask. One of the things that Tim Sylvia used to tell me all the time, you know, we would talk about stuff, and he would say, like, the most hated question is, so how's training going? And Tim would be a smart, you know, rear and go, oh, you know, my left ankle hurts. I tweaked my right thumb, you know, because, you're not going to say any of that stuff. So I try to stay away from it.
Yeah, well, that's nice and respectful because what would you call your job? Journalist?
Okay, journalists, reporters,
shock jock. He's a shock jock.
Reporter, yeah, something like that. they want to poke the bear, really. And
sure.
So that's nice. But I understand both sides. You know, they don't want a lame interview, and the fighter, you know, is on edge sometimes. Training was going well and is going well, and
So when you're talking about A Small World, Randy, and Brad Penny being an alumni of Broken Arrow, I was wrong, and I will admit that I was wrong. I didn't realize that Broken Arrow was the largest high school in the state of Oklahoma. No. I thought their 3,844 students was the whole population of the state of Oklahoma. I didn't realize that you come from such a large school.
Yeah, it is weird that they funnel you into these huge schools, and that's probably not good for productivity because there's, you know, so many students per teacher, or maybe they have regulations on that and it's the same. But yeah, I felt like it was just a social scene instead of school. In fact, I didn't graduate. I don't know, will you say the normal way? I got my GED a year early. And I think I was too distracted.
I'm trying to think why would you go to school if it wasn't to be social and hang out?
Right, or get an education.
Right. And what is school? I don't think school should be about being social. I think it should be about learning. But yeah, I mean, yeah, and you learn how to be a wild animal, really, because I don't think you're learning how to be mature. I think you're just learning how to be like a monkey.
Just be crazy. And let me ask you a couple questions. Let's the national audience get to know you a little bit if they don't already know you. One of my favorite questions, 4 people are going to come over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It can't be family, can't be people from the gym. And it's kind of a way to get to know you a little bit.
So they want, the interest is them getting to know me or who I would want to spend time with?
Yeah, who you want to spend time with, who you okay. want to get to know.
Well, I'm going to eliminate fictitious because I don't believe in fictional mind frame. That's an interesting one. I don't really idolize people very much, but interesting people, and alive or dead. I guess you got to go with Jesus. He's the number one. I would say
Randy has a shirt. It's a. Yeah. Randy just got a Jesus shirt this week.
Is he Jewish?
Glorious. I am Jewish, but what's funny is my brother has a very
Jesus
weird.
Was a Jew.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was like, Jesus was a Jew, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that. So I just celebrated a birthday, and my brother, who has a very warped sense of humor, sent me a shirt that says, Happy Birthday. It's a picture of Jesus, and underneath it, it says, See you soon.
Yeah. Well, right. I can see some humor in that, but also some, I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny.
Well, it's the truth. Randy's laughed his son many, many times.
I didn't find it funny, Matt, but got it. All right, so your first one is Jesus.
Let's see. I like musicians and actors and stuff like that. Man. Ooh.
You thought you were going to talk about your fight,
yeah,
didn't you?
Forget the fight.
Yeah, that did throw me off a little bit. But, again, I always find people with a gripping story and their story intriguing, but I try not to, and I've never really been interested in idolizing people, and I don't have interest in being idolized as well. So that one's a hard one.
Well, we can move on.
We just had somebody said it was just them, right? Like, didn't they say they didn't like people?
Yeah, somebody last week said no, I don't want to hang out with anybody. Right. I don't like people. he fought last week.
I think that most people that say that is not accurate. I just don't think they like certain people. Like, yeah, off the top of my head, I would be hanging out with, like, maybe like a musician that, you know, you'd like and see if you'd like him in person, like Jack Johnson or, I don't know, well, let's see, I don't know, somebody of that nature that has an influence on you that doesn't actually know who you are.
Sure.
Like the Scorpions. That's my favorite.
Like the
rock
Scorpions.
And roll group.
Yeah, sure. A memorabilia. Do you collect memorabilia? Do you have memorabilia? And if you could get one piece of memorabilia of anything that's ever existed in the world, what would it be?
Oh, man. So as a father, I see things different, and I would say that I wouldn't care about an inanimate object. So maybe I'm lame and have a too analytical answer, but yeah, I don't really care about mine. In fact, I keep most of it in a box, and I don't know what to do with it, and don't really see a point. So, yeah, I don't know. What would be your answer?
Well, it's not my answer that I'll give. I'll give you one. A friend of mine, a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, I asked him. He said the same thing. I don't collect anything. I don't, and it'll be ironic because it's going to come right back to you. And I said, no, you have to pick something, Leonard, something that if you could really have, what would it be? And he goes, all right, Jesus's sandals.
Nailed it.
Walking the shoes of Christ.
There you go.
That would be interesting, yeah. But again, it's just physical material. What you can interview me, but I can't interview you, huh?
Oh, you can interview me. All right. So you want what I would want?
Yeah.
You're not going to like it because you don't like fictitious people. But my favorite, if I could sit down, whatever is Rocky Balboa. So I would want something from Rocky Balboa. Preferably Rocky V when he fought Tommy Morrison.
Well, so you would just get like the thing, gloves or whatever from the movie.
Something from the movie, something that was
the robe. You got to have the robe.
Yeah, but I would probably want Tommy Morrison's robe, not necessarily Rocky Balboa, but Rocky Balboa is my guy.
Yeah, but that's a real thing. It'd just be from the movie and not from the actual character.
Right.
Yeah, well, no, that's cool. Hey, because you like the movie. And I think that's perfectly cool because you're not, like, actually, like, thinking it's real. You just like the movie, and, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I don't
do that. I guess I get too lame, and I would do something more, like, that's lighthearted and fun than actually, like, put a lot of value in it.
I just picked that because that's my favorite movie, and the funny thing is, I don't know if you know the whole Rocky deal, but Rocky V, I think, has been voted the worst one of the 19 Rockies that Stallone made, and it's my favorite. The fight scene to me is awesome. It's Tommy Morrison.
It resonates with you.
Yeah.
It resonates with you. That's cool.
Philadelphia, you know, I didn't grow up. I was born in Philly. I've gone to some of those streets. You know, it's just kind of cool. So, yeah, I do kind of relate to that. All right, let's bring it home. I don't want to take up too much of your time. How has the sport changed over the years? You know, now I'm not able to talk to some of the athletes, you know, that have fought as long as you and still fighting. So how has it changed from the days when nobody cared about MMA, nobody cared about the UFC, you know, and now it's, you know, on the big channels and the recognition is now slowly coming?
That's a good question. It is more mainstream in it. The pay is better, you know, and it's a little more professional, which I like. But it's slightly more common to be a UFC fighter than when I started, which doesn't mean these guys aren't as good, or maybe they're better, you know, but it is more common, which is incredibly still unique, you know.
And for us that have covered it, and you know, for the fighters that have fought for as long, you know, as you have, and some even longer, I mean, it's nice. I know what you guys went through back in the day. The first UFC I went to, I remember the after party was in the ballroom. You know, it was one after party, you know, and it's getting better. You know, I hope it can still even and get bigger and better, and I'm sure it will. Give me your thoughts, not only on your opponent, but what we can expect to see on Saturday night.
My thoughts, my opponent. I respect the guy. Anybody that puts their neck out there and gets in there deserves respect. My thoughts on Saturday night. I'm grateful to have the opportunity, and the it's the big summary, isn't it? Summarize a lot of topics going there. Yeah, more specifically. My thoughts on Saturday, let's see. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what can we expect to see, you know, in this fight on Saturday? Matt, you still there?
I'm just thinking.
Okay.
I think I'm always improving, and I'm getting better with having more recent experience. And I believe I'm going to do very well, and you can see.
We are at the top of the hour. Matt, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold so we can get your address and send you out a package from 8 Man Strong for coming on the show and talking to us today. Best of luck Saturday night. We'll be right back. Let's move before they raise the parking lot. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.